when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis, coming to you with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. And we thank God for this opportunity to come and bring the uncompromised preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those of you that are listening. We are a ministry here in Manchester, New Hampshire, a Pentecostal, full gospel, Bible-believing church. And if you'd like to contact us, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. Tune in with us as we go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light Church. And King Agrippa said unto Paul, you almost persuade me. Somebody say, almost persuaded. Read verse 28 with me. Almost persuadest me to be a Christian. I want to talk to you for a little while about opportunities that have been missed in our life. We all have gone through, at some point in our times, we've missed great opportunities. God, in His grace and in His mercy and in His sovereign plan, has brought all of us a mighty long way. He saved us. He's delivered us. And throughout all of our lives, and I want you to understand that this is something that will touch every one of us. We are all given opportunities in life. Agrippa was given a great opportunity to hear one of the greatest men of God preach a personal sermon to him. And can I tell you, he might have not liked the way that Paul looked. I believe Paul the Apostle was the type of preacher, was in-your-face type of preacher. But in reverence to respect of the positions of Festus and their families and the people that were with them, and Agrippa, can I tell you, he kept protocol, he kept himself behaved. He didn't get verbally in their face, but he gave them the facts of the Jewish religion. And he began to preach to them. Now listen to me, he wasn't dressed in a nice suit. Amen. He was actually a prisoner. He was probably pretty shabby looking. They said Paul the Apostle wasn't much of a man to look upon. And he's preaching in front of Agrippa, and Agrippa says, you've almost persuaded. Agrippa had a great opportunity to accept Christ. How many people do you know that hear about Jesus, that have heard the message? They've sat in church. They've heard your testimony. They know what God has done for you without a doubt. They know what the Lord has done. They know God is real, but they don't quite take the opportunity and receive the gift that God has given them. I want you to understand something. An opportunity is a moment in time in which you are able to do something. And I tell you, as we go on in life and get older, we don't get as many opportunities. Now, this is very vast, and I could preach this on a very broad spectrum this morning. But I want you to understand that we need to be able to recognize and discern what opportunities are. Because in life, God's going to allot you opportunities to better your life. He's going to open up doors. He's going to connect you with people. He's going to give you positions. He's going to make a way. He's going to bring people into your life. He's going to do things for you to give you an opportunity. But you've got to be sensitive enough to discern the opportunity that God has allotted you and given you. And you must know that if this is God's will, this is God opening the door, this is God providing what I have been praying for, you need to take hold of that opportunity and not let it pass you by. I said you don't need to let it pass you by. How many of us know that time keeps on moving? It doesn't matter who you are. Time just keeps on moving. And can I tell you, we can miss a lot of good, somebody say with me, opportunities, which is a space in time in which a door is open to where God has given you, and I don't like to use the word chance, but in the English language, you know what I'm saying. You've got a opportunity. Thank God, I believe most of us are saved and born again here. But we are all given opportunities at different seasons in our life. Are you listening to me? That we must take full advantage of and embrace that moment. Especially when it comes to doing the will of God. God is looking for us to not only recognize the door that He's opened, recognize the opportunity that He's given us, but we must not just recognize it, we must step into it. And amen, that stepping into it speaks of Paul saying, and I was not disobedient to what God told me to do. Jesus gave me the greatest opportunity to fulfill my calling, is what Paul was saying. I was called for this purpose, to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And to spread this glorious gospel into regions of the world that other men could not do it. God knew what Paul was made out of. How many of us know God knows what you're made out of? See, there's certain things God won't call you to do that He'll call other men or women to do, because He knows some people can handle certain things and some people can't. Some people, amen, can go to foreign lands and go into the slums in Africa, the slums in China, and go into all the regions of the world as a missionary, as a witness, amen, which He said in the last days, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into what? All the world. In Paul's time, he was going into all the world, but not everybody could do, and not everybody was willing to do what Paul was willing to do. He blazed the trails into countries that other men wouldn't even think of going into. But can I tell you, you read about all the suffering and the danger and all the peril that this man went through. He was persecuted. He was beaten. He was locked up in prison. But amen, he said, the Lord stood by me. When all other people forsook me, I possessed my calling, my purpose, and I walked through the door of opportunity. And can I tell you, when you step into the opportunity of being a man or woman of God that has the opportunity to fulfill the call of God in your life, this is the greatest calling that you can ever be called to do. When it comes to doing the will of God, God looks for obedience out of men and women. This is the most important thing that God looks for. When I think of men that obeyed God, I think of men like Noah. Practically for about 100 years, he built an ark. God gave him and his family a chance to escape the judgment. The Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God gave him an opportunity. And only 8 souls were saved. But what did he do? He was willing to obey and take the opportunity. If Noah would have never obeyed God when he told him to build an ark and gave him specific guidelines and instruction and also gave him every detail of how it was to be built with the material and the wood and everything. If he wasn't willing to obey what God specifically told him to do, he would have never made it. Because when the rain came for 40 days and 40 nights, how many of us know what happened? That was the judgment of God. So God looks for what? Somebody say obedience. This is what we must all strive to do. Paul says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. When I heard the Lord Jesus speak into my heart, how many knows what that feels like? When I think of great men of God that have the opportunity, I think of an Abraham, a man of faith, the father of faith. He heard God saying, leave your family, leave the Ur of the Chaldees, leave your loved ones, leave your father, leave all that you know. He says, and go, and I'm going to make you a great nation. He took Lot, his nephew, and Sarah, amen, his wife, and the Bible says that he took that opportunity when he heard the call of God. Are you listening to me? I'm going to tell you something, amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Not everybody steps into the opportunity that God gives them. That's why as we go on in the work of God in this last day hour, God is going to look for some laborers, some that are willing to do his work in this last day hour. But can I tell you, he's asking for men and women to rise up because there's a great harvest of souls that need to be saved. And the harvest is plenteous, Jesus said, but the laborers are few. What does that tell me? That the Lord is calling. He's looking. He's pleading. He's trying to get people not to miss their opportunity to accept the greatest calling that a man could ever accept. And that is a call from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling for you, amen, to not miss this opportunity, but obey what he's called you to do. Does anybody feel God is speaking to their hearts today? One of the things that we do is we always, most of us, through our lives at some point, not all of us, most of us, we make excuses of why we can't do what God's calling us to do. It was the first king of Israel, Saul, who was chosen to lead God's people. He was given specific commandments in the Old Testament to kill all the Amalekites, all the animals, all the people, everything. The Bible says that he didn't do what God told him to do. God gave him an opportunity to obey specific instruction. How many of us know that if we're going to do something for God, we got to do it his way? You work for any boss, and every now and then you'll have an employee that wants to do it their way. But you got to understand that God gives leaders, bosses, management, supervisors, and when they have the authority to tell you to do something, it's because they want it done a certain way. Why? Because generally they're experienced. They know it, how it needs to be done. They've been there and done that, if you will. And I'm going to tell you something. One of the worst things you can do is deal with people that won't do it the way you want it done. You know why? Because it costs you money, it costs you time, and amen, sometimes you will lose a customer. Listen to me, I'll be honest with you, I've missed many opportunities throughout the years. I'm getting a little bit better nowadays, but I'm learning real quickly. When you're hired by somebody, you want to do all that you can do to do it right and make them happy and go out of your way. But I can tell you this right now. When Saul was called to obey God and he didn't kill all the Amalekites, didn't kill the animals, didn't kill everything, what took place, brothers and sisters? He blamed the people. I want you to see something. When God tells you to do something, you got to do it God's way. Somebody say amen. Oh, the people. Samuel asked, why didn't you kill everything? He says, the people. He was playing the blame game. How many of us know what the blame game is? Anybody know anybody that always is blaming someone else because of what they didn't do? Always trying to pass it off on somebody else's fault. But in actuality, you are the one that is responsible ultimately. And you missed your opportunity. And now you can't take responsibility for it and you want to blame somebody else. God doesn't want us to make excuses. We blame others for why we couldn't do it. The Bible says that there was a man in the New Testament that sat by a pool. And he got an opportunity. When the waters were troubled, if he could just get into that water. How many remember the story? So every time the angel came down to what? Trouble the waters. Whoever was the first one to get into that water was healed. Isn't that what the Bible says? So God was giving those that were lame and those that were crippled and those that had physical issues an opportunity to be healed. But every time this man tried to get into that water, someone else, he said, would get in before him. You ever just felt like other people always get blessed before you get blessed? Why is it that things go good for them? Why is it that always somebody else gets what I want? Amen. Have you ever been that one on the envying side and saying, why did they get it? Sometimes God gives all of us an opportunity, but it's usually the first. Who wants it the most? Amen. Can I tell you, when you want something from God, you will do what God tells you to do. Amen. This man was going to try to blame other people why he couldn't have it, but I'm going to tell you something. Now is not the time to be blaming others. I said, now is not the time to be blaming others. Oftentimes, it's our own negligence. We are the ones that miss the opportunity because of our lack of understanding how important it is not to mess the opportunity up by not taking the moment as serious as we should. Can I talk to you about salvation and how important it is? How many have lost someone within the last year that you know probably wasn't saved? Well, as a pastor, we get a lot of calls, and I've preached a couple funerals here in the last year that I wish I didn't have to preach. But can I tell you, not everybody that dies is going to heaven. How many believe there's a hell? This is a part of something that most churches and preachers don't preach most of the time nowadays. But there is a heaven and there is a hell. How many of us know that God has given a great opportunity to all of humanity? Whomsoever will come and let them drink of the waters of life, the waters of salvation. Freely given unto all men. For God so loved the world that he gave to the whole world. The gospel is for every nation on the face of the earth. For all kindreds, tribes, and nations. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your status in society. It doesn't matter what's in your bank account. The Lord, amen, loves the souls of all of humanity. That's why we got to understand the urgency that we're in the day of grace. Many of us have the opportunity right now, the door is open for us to reach certain loved ones. How many of us know if you don't reach them, who will? How much of an effort are we putting into reaching the lost? Paul was willing to give his whole life. And he almost died on many occasions. He came to the point where he didn't even want to live when he was in Ephesus. He said the hounds of hell and the demonic attacks were so strong, he goes, I didn't even want to live anymore. You read it. You read his testimony in the book of Acts and in Corinthians and different places where he has spoken to the churches. He said, look, all hell came against me. For me to bring this glorious truth of God's Son, Jesus Christ, to you, I have literally been brought to the point of dying for you. Can I tell you, no greater love hath a man than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. The question has been asked to many missionaries, why do you go? Because they heard that Macedonian call. They heard the voice of God saying, I've given you a great opportunity to reach those that are in darkness, to reach people that have never heard the gospel, to bring them out of darkness and into the marvelous light. You know what we should understand is, yes, who are we? We're nobody. But can I tell you who God uses? He uses nobodies to do his work. Can you say amen? We have been given a great opportunity. And though we may look like we're nobody in the eyes of men, the carnally minded man looks on the physical, the natural. But a spiritually minded man understands that when I look at the people, when I look at their hearts, when I look at their vision, that they have a desire to reach many countries. Amen. You got a pastor that travels the world. You got people that are constantly bringing in new people and doing all they can to give into the mission basket so that people can be fed and people in Africa can get Bibles and people in Nepal can get blankets during the cold season. And many people can hear this glorious gospel. Can I tell you what I hear God telling us to do in 2020? The vision that I have for our church is God's going to give us some great opportunities in this year to go beyond what we could ever comprehend. I believe doors are going to be open for us to go do some great things. I believe doors are going to be open. Why? Because God says, I've given you a door of opportunity. And I'm telling you, I recognize in the spirit, I hear a sound of a door opening. And Paul the apostle said when he was in Ephesus, he said, all hell was coming against me. All the demonic powers. I had problems spiritually, physically, mentally. I was under attack. But a great door of opportunity. Opportunity has been given unto me. What is he saying? You know why Satan's fighting the church? You know why Satan's fighting your family? And you know why all hell comes against us? Because we've got a call upon our lives. And the hounds of hell do not want to see you and your family and your children and the church go forward and step into the opportunity and begin to walk in obedience to their purpose and call. Amen, that God has given them in this world. We're living in one of the most exciting times in history, I believe. Oh, yeah. How many believe Jesus is coming back? Now, I'm not going to get in a debate with anybody about when he's coming, but I'll tell you this. The Bible says when you begin to see these things come to pass, how many of us know we're seeing some things that the Bible says would come just before he was ready to come? And I'm telling you, he said, before his coming, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world. Can I tell you, when I talk to Pastor Tamong in Nepal, he tells me, Pastor Nathan, I need a motorbike. I need a bicycle. I need to train people at a witness center. I need to do all I can. He has a burden. He has a heavenly calling. He has a vision to reach his people. Amen. And can I tell you, there are people in Nepal who is a mission work that we support. This man goes up into the Himalayan mountains. He goes into the highways and byways. If I was to show you some of the pictures of the territories and the mountain terrains and the cliffs that this man walks on, it would scare you half to death. I'm talking some of the highest peaks. There are little villages of people that have not heard the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, but in the last days, the Lord says, I'm going to have some people that step into a door of opportunity. Amen. And I'm telling you, I want to be that one that says, here I am, Lord. Send me and use me in this last day hour. And don't let me be insensitive to miss the opportunity. Because I've got my own plans. I've got my own dreams. I've got my own desire. As we begin to close this radio broadcast, I want to remind you, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester. My name is Pastor N.R. Davis. And we want to invite any of you that would like to come out and visit us here on the west side of Manchester. We're at 417 Granite Street, and that is in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the west side. We're a multicultural church over here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we would like to invite you to come out and visit us. We start our Sunday services at 11 o'clock, and we also have our Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 o'clock. You can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com, find out all the information in regards to our ministry here in Manchester and also our missions work and our different outreaches. We want to invite you once again to go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. We want to remind you that we also have a Facebook. We'd like to invite you to look us up on the Facebook, The Abiding Light Church. Also, you can follow us on Instagram. So we would encourage that. And also, just want to let you know, if you can't make it out to a service, you can go to our website, and we are live streaming our services at 12 o'clock on Sunday and also Wednesday at 7:30. So if you can't make it out to church, that's okay. Go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com and scroll down to the Mixler live stream tab, and you can go into a service and listen to us live on the live stream. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, this is Pastor N.R. Davis, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
When man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary. He'll come through.